thanks for giving us that career a long, long time ago. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Give us that music. For sure.
Chat, want to talk? No?
Shh. You guys pretty excited for the show tonight?
Absolutely, Spokane's awesome.
Yeah, we Big Easy announced the Knitting Factory. It's a great venue, you know. And we always enjoy it. The crowd here is really good, you know, so. We had a great show last night in Seattle. When you hear Salt Lake City tomorrow. Off to Denver and same shit, different day, so. It's always nice, you know, it's interesting. We toured and you get to the town, you're like, okay, it's going to be another show. But each town's different when the audience gets in there. And, you know, Washington State, it's just a great state for fans of great music and rock and roll in general. So that's what makes it special. You wake up on a bus, it's the same bus you've been in, but you see those people every night. And that's why you do it.
Are you guys based out of the Northwest?
Well, we're from Seattle.
From Seattle?
But I live in Los Angeles now. The rain kind of got to me. Yeah, Pete's still here, and Sean actually joined the band in 06 when we got back together, and he lives in Los Angeles with us, and our bass player Adam's in LA, but Pete and Scott are still in Seattle.
What do you guys like to play, more indoor or outdoor events?
Depends on what time of season it is. What time of year, you know.
Let's play outdoors right now.
Well, we actually went to a show in Phoenix, and it poured, like, hard the whole time. Like, well, you know, we're in Phoenix now. What's going on? I think we were just drenched, but it ended up being a really, really fun show. As long as we can get shocked. Or, you know, the electrocution.
We did actually something, I think Walker got shocked, but it's a... I mean, you know, the indoor venues are great because, I mean, we've done everything from a 200-seat club to, you know, 30,000-seat venues in our span of our career. When you play the smaller venues, you're that intimate, you're that close with people. You know, there's something about the arena shows, and I think our first experience with that was with Rush. You're literally 30 feet away from people, and you just kind of go, "What are you doing?" All the way back there. So it was strange. You know, it took us a while to get used to it, but then you get used to it because it's a way easier way to tour as a band. It's a lot more expensive, but you show up at this great venue and you can take a shower. And you can enjoy it, but the intimate shows are the ones that are always memorable. You know. Yeah. Anyone else? Bueller?
Touring with Metallica
was fucking. Yeah.
It was good though. It was a learning curve. We got to know what it was all about.
You rock. Yeah, well, you know,
though, we had to test ourselves against that crowd.
Big time.
A lot of fingers.
Spokane, right? We did Seattle and then Portland, I think. Was. We didn't do Spokane on that tour, but we, you know, Alice in Chains backed out of that at the last minute, and so that's why we were actually on the bill before them, and then when Alice backed out, they put us on as the main support, and we were kind of like, oh, fuck. It was tough.
Got Woodstock out of it, too, so.
Yeah, that was great.
We're totally into that.
How do you like new Metallica record?
Badass.
We're in six. Faded in the middle, but you know.
Yeah, I heard it. You know, they're an interesting band. You know, when we toured with them, they were a train wreck. You know, they were still partying and tearing it up and watching that movie, Some Kind of Monster. I think really, you know, as a band, you kind of can relate to what they were going through. You know, Candlebox went through a period of total disarray in the late 90s. And it had a lot to do with the pressures at the label, so you know you internalize it and it ends up becoming a bad thing. It makes it very difficult to kind of regain your composure as artists and get back together and work because you have these things that float around in your head. So watching that movie was an interesting insight to them because we had toured with them and seen them in their most decadent stages and see them that kind of cleaned up, and you can hear it in the music that they're. There's a definite pull from the Lars side and the Hetfield side, but I think the new record's pretty cool, pretty heavy. It's kind of back to that Black Album sort of thing. I'm still waiting for another Master of Puppets, but come on, man.
Oh, yeah. Kill them all.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Anything else?
Where's your guys' favorite place to play, back at home and throughout, just anywhere?
you know, it's always cool to go to New York City because you got the city to do stuff. Florida for us is a really good market, so it's always packed and always crazy. So that's always fun. And there is actually an outdoor venue called Janice Landing, which goes back to the first question. And that's outdoors, and that place is a ball to play. It's really great. But you know, a lot of the towns in the Midwest that are small, like tiny, they're like, oh my God, they're coming. A lot of times, at first you're like, whoa, what are we doing here? But that crowd ends up being the most energetic and most appreciative that you're there, mm-hmm. and it makes the more intimate, cool shows. I mean, sometimes there's only a couple hundred people, but they blow away, you know, 2,000 because they're so appreciative and they're not jaded, and that's, to me, that's really important.
What about in Seattle?
Of course, it's always good in Seattle.
No, but which venue?
What
do you like best?
You know, our experience at the Paramount back in 94 was unbeatable, so I have a love for that place, but Showbox is a good place to play. Nemo's was last night was good. It's not the same without the old off-ramp or Rock Candy.
Rock Candy,
yeah.
That was our favorite place to play at first was the Rock Candy, because I mean, the history of Pearl Jam filming Alive there and stuff, and it was a great venue for... you know, I don't know how old you guys are, but, you know, back in 89, 90, and 91, when everything was really going up there, there were just maybe three great venues, the OK Hotel, the Rock Candy, and the Off-Ramp. And we got our break in the Off-Ramp back in 92. We did a BMI showcase, and it was an amazing venue. I don't know how many of you guys have been there. It's still there. I think it still looks the same. It's just not the Off-Ramp. But the Rock Candy was really where... bands could just blow up. I saw Tool play there on the Opiate tour to like 20 people, you know. And it was just mind-blowing. It was a great, great venue. I don't think they've captured that again in Seattle when it comes to like that kind of a cool rock venue, but that was my favorite place to play. We did the OK Hotel. We did the Ditto Tavern.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Alice in Chains at the Central.
Yeah, that was great.
You guys ever
play
Tacoma?
Yeah.
We did the Tacoma Dome for a KSW show.
We guess
as far as a small club, I don't.
There was the one.
It's been a while for a small club there.
Yeah, we never did like Olympia or Tacoma. I mean, I think they were for us. You know, when we play Seattle, would be, you know, a big deal back in the day. Now it's kind of. Let's just play for our friends in the venues that we like. You know, Tacoma's always been an interesting city for Candlebox. I think it's still got an indie cred thing to it, kind of like Olympia has. You know, we played the other night and Wade from Seaweed. I don't know if you guys know Seaweed from Spanaway. It's a great punk band that was on Sub Pop back in the day. You know, that was kind of the Tacoma and Olympia scene. You know, I don't think a lot of Seattle rock bands went down there and played. You know. I don't know what it's like now. I don't live here, so I couldn't tell you.
All right, guys, we gotta wrap it. You guys are gonna be late.
Oh, cool. Let's just talk forever.
Yeah. Line up.
Thanks, y'all. We really appreciate it.